The Paper Officer. Once upon a time, there was a tin soldier who was a fine example of his kind. He had a broad, strong chest and a well-moulded face, and he got along splendidly with the other soldiers in the set. He got on best, though, with a paper figure from the shelf above. They had met during the Battle of the Ottoman, began their friendship through the siege around the bureau, and became firm friends during the campaign of "It's a rainy day and Nurse won't let me into the garden, so whatever shall I do?" Despite their differing physiques and natures, they were of quite the same mind when it came to important things. The tin soldier would have followed the paper figure all the way down the banister and back. In fact, they were even more loyal to each other after they were stranded in the downstairs parlour together, and the tin soldier lost one of his legs due to a bit of bad luck with the second maid snapping it off when she stepped on him while dusting and thinking about her next Sunday off. All things must come to an end, though. One day, the boy who owned them both lost interest in soldiering. The future lay in science instead. He decided that he wanted to see what the inside of a tin soldier looked like, so he put his box of soldiers in the hearth. They went in one after the other with rapidity, and the puddle they made trembled and danced. The one-legged tin soldier was almost the last one in, and oh, it was bright and it was hot. For the tin soldier it was over blessedly quick, but the paper figure watched from a high shelf and wept. It was the end of an age, but he would not go into the fire. He could be dressed in many suits of clothes beside that of an officer. He could be made to play many different roles, whereas a tin soldier was made of the same thing through and through.